Today's daf is daf chaf vav. So we got to three lines down. The Gemara says a very interesting story. Not sure the point is, but I guess it's not funny. Somewhat funny, but not that funny. The Gemara says, Hahu chamasa, there was a certain mother-in-law, dehavas sanyala lekalasa. She hated her daughter-in-law. And Amrla, she says to her daughter-in-law, zil ikashe b'mishcha da'afrasamai. She tells her daughter-in-law to go put some oil, afarsaman, which is oil of tzari that we've been discussing. So she listened to her mother-in-law and douses herself in oil. When she comes back to her mother-in-law, Amrlai, the mother-in-law said to her, Zil isle shaga, go light a match, light a fire, light a candle. Azla asla shaga, she lit a candle, and inpach banura vachalte. The candle, the fire blew up, and she died. And that is really the end of the ma'isa. So it's brought here because it has to do with the shemen. The lesson here is about the relationships between mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. Sfarim point out that the mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws always have a very strained relationship. Part of the panemius of that is because in history we never find that the imahos ever met each other. Sarah never met Rivka. Rivka never met Rachel or Leah. And because of that, there is no real relationship in the Torah. So we have this in many instances in the Gemara, and it actually comes up in Halacha L'maaseh sometimes. The Tshuvos discuss different points whereby, there's a machlokus between the husband and wife where they want to live, living close to the in-laws or not close to the in-laws, and it's brought down here based on this Gemara and other Gemaras that because of a strained relationship, if the daughter-in-law does not want to live in the same courtyard as the mother-in-law, the wife has the upper hand in that type of decision. So this, unfortunately, is the reality, and it does play a role in Halacha L'maaseh. So the Gemara now says further, Umidalos ha'aretz, from the medalos lashon of a dal, a poor person, from the poor people, Hishir nevuzradon rav tabachim. Nevuzradon was the one in charge of killing the people, wiping out the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Lekormim uli yogvin. So those who were left over, the poor people left over after destroying and killing many Jews in Eretz Yisrael, so they were left to be kormim and yogvin. What exactly are kormim and yogvin? And the Gemara says, kormim are tani of Yosef is elu melakte afarsimon, those who gather up the afarsimon. That's why we bring this sugya here, this discussion, because it relates to this type of oil. And me'ein gedi v'adramasa, people who would gather this type of bush, this type of oil, from the areas of Ein Gedi until an area of Ramasa. And Yogvin, what are Yogvin? These were elite Sayadai Chilazon, those who would catch the Chilazon, and they would kind of squeeze out and create the Tcheles. Mi Sulamos al Shatsur vad Haifa. From those areas, they would have those jobs. So we just see from this Gemara, the Pasuk in the Yirmiyah is describing that the Jews, the poor Jews that were left over, were left to do these particular jobs. Gemara now quotes the Braisa Tani Rabbanan, Ein Malikin B'Tevel Tamei B'Chol. So just in case we don't know what Tevel is when a person has all his produce for the season, and he has not yet separated Chumos and Maestros, it's called Tevel. Tevel is also for anyone to eat, even a Kohen can eat Tevel. So let's say you have Tevel Tamei, so you have oil, and that became Tamei. And it's still Tevel, which means you didn't separate Chuma from it. The din is, Ein malikin b'tevel tamei b'chol. You can't light it during the week. V'ein tzarech lomer b'Shabbos. And needless to say, you can't light such an oil on Shabbos. Kayotze bo, in a similar fashion, Ein malikin b'neft lavon b'chol. V'ein tzarech lomer b'Shabbos. You can't light this type of oil, this white neft, on during the week. And again, needless to say, you certainly cannot light it on Shabbos. So Gemara wants to understand this Tevel Tamei and this Neft Lavan. So the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand Neft Lavan, why you can't use that during the weekday. Mipnei Shu Af. We said Af meant that it could cause the house to go on fire. So that's why Neft Lavan is dangerous. You can't light that on the week, and you can't light that during the Shabbos. About Tevel Tamei, my time. What's the reason why you can't take oil that's Tevel and Tamei and burn it? What's the problem with it? So Amar Kra, the Gemara invokes the Pasuk, V'ani hinei nesati lecha es mishmeres chumosai. The pasuk we said yesterday about chumos, that I'm giving to you chumos. So the Gemara's medayik, b'shtei chumos akasa medaber. There are two types of chumos that are implied by the pasuk. Achas chuma tahora, v'achas chuma temeya. So these are two types, chuma that's tahor, and chuma that's tamei. Ma chuma tahora ein lecha ba'ela mishas harama ve'elech. Just like chuma tahora, the Kohen can only benefit from Truma Tahora after it's already been separated from the Tevel. Only after you've created the Truma is it permitted. Af Truma Tamei. So too, if the Truma is Tamei, it too is only permitted It's only permitted after it's already been separated. But prior to being separated, just like a Kohen can enjoy Truma Tahora before it's been separated, so too you can enjoy Truma Temeya before it's separated, only afterwards. So this implies that that which is Tevel is Usur to benefit from. There's a subtle implication here, a side point about the nature of Tevel and Truma. When we have Tevel, so there's a requirement to separate Truma. There's a machlokis in the Achronim, Chakiyun Achronim, based on Rishonim, based on Sugyas, that when a person declares something Truma from Tevel, are you creating that? Are you creating Truma that once wasn't Truma? You've now created Truma? Or this Truma already exists in the pile of Tevel, you're just being Megala, you're exposing where the Truma is, you're pointing out where the Truma is, you're not creating it, you're just uncovering the Truma that exists. It's Mashma from this Gemara that the Truma already exists beforehand, you just can't benefit from it until after you've separated for it. So that's just an interesting Ha'ara. The Gemara now goes weiter, halfway down, Chaf Vav Amun Aleph. The Gemara says, Gufa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ein Malikin but Sari. You can't use Sari, we mentioned these reasons yesterday. You can't use Sari. And then the Gemara says, again, the reasons were because it might cause a fire in the house, or it smells nice, so you might come to take some of the oil and use it for yourself, for perfume or for cologne, and that would be a violation of a Mechaber. V'chein haya, the Gemara says, V'chein haya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Tsari, Einu el Asraf, Meatze Yaktaf. What is Tsari? Tsari is some type of sap that comes from a particular type of wood, and it doesn't come from the fruit, it comes from the wood, so that's what Tsari is. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Kol Hayotze Min Ha'etz, Ein Malikin Bo, anything that comes from the tree, you cannot use to light, that's Aser. And Rabbi Shmuel Ben Brok Omer, Ein Malikin Ela Beyotze Min Ha'pri. So he says you could only use oil that comes from fruit, as opposed to you can't use oil that comes from fish or from wood. Only that fruit, only oil from a fruit, nothing else. They're just listing a number of different shittas of which oils work. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Ein Malikin Ela B'Shemen Zayis Bilvad. He says the only oil that's permissible to use for Shabbos would be olive oil. So this is, again, a lot of what we mentioned before. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Al Raglav V'Amar. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri stood on his legs and he said, What are they going to do? You know, Rabbi Tarfon, you said you can only use Shemen Zayis. What about people in Babel? They don't have olive trees there. There's no olive oil there. All they have is, sesame oil. So what are you going to say about them? So they can't perform the mitzvah of Neres Shabbos? And moreover, Mayasu Anshei Madai, Shein Lehem El Shemen Egozim, they only have walnut oil. Umayasu Anshei Alexandria, the Alexandria in Egypt, Shein Lehem El Shemen Snonos, they only have this particular type of oil. Umayasu Anshei Kfotkia, Shein Lehem Lokach V'Lokach, they don't have Shemen Zayas, they don't have any other type of Shemen from any walnuts or fruit. What are they going to do? Ela Neft, all they have is Neft. So they don't light Neres Shabbos in these places? Ela, Ein Lecha, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri says, Ein Lecha, Ela, Mash Amru Chachamim, Ein Malikim. All we have is a list of things that you can't light, that which is Aser to light. But that which is allowed to be lit, that which is not on the list of Aser, Malikim, you're allowed to use. And moreover, Malikim, Meshem, and Dagim, you could use the fish oil, the Be'itrin, you could use that as well, which is the Psolus of the tar. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri has a much more lenient stance on what can be used for the Neres Shabbos. So Gemara now says, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, Malikin Mishemen Pakuos Ubenef. You can only use these two types of oils and nothing else. So we said this a couple of days ago. So Gemara says, Sumchus Hainu Tamakama. Now Sumchus says, Omer, Kol Yotzei Min Abasar, Ein Malikin Bo, Ela Bishemen Dagim. That which comes from flesh, that which comes from animals, you can't use unless it comes from fish. Fish oil is allowed, but you can't use any other type of oil, animal oil. So the Gemara says, Sumchus Hainu Tanakama. Isn't Sumchus saying the same thing as Tanakama, which is Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri, that if you want to use oil from an animal, it can only come from Dagan? That he says, Malikin B'Shem and Dagim, that was Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri. And here Simcha says also, if you're going to use an animal, it can only be used from Shem and Dagim. So what's the difference between Sumchus and Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri, Tanakama? And the Gemara answers, Ika Benayu. The difference is, Barona Amarav V'lo Mesayimu. We saw this a few days ago. The Machloka is whether or not cooked Chelim Mevushal V'Chelim She'enu Mevushal and Shem and Dagim as well, if you mix it together, whether that's going to be problematic or not. So if you look at Rashi, just to explain all this, so Rashi says that Ika Benayu, it's around 15 lines up from the bottom here, Ika Benayu, the Rav Barona, Damar Tzarech Lasesh L'Tocha Shem and Kolshu. that he says if you drop a little bit of kosher oil, it will make everything kosher. Inami some type of mixture. That was Rav Brona's Heta. If you mix kosher oil with non-kosher oil, it works. Tanai, one of the two Tanayim, either Simchus or Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri, one of them holds Savar L'Rav Brona, the Chelav Nitar B'Tarobas, that you can use possible fats through a mixture of kosher fats. Aval Shemen Dogim Afilu Be'enet, but when it comes to fish oil, even Be'en, even by itself, without a mixture, is permitted. The Chant, however, the other one held Shemen Dogim Ayde Tarobas, Aval Chelav Klal Klal Lo. The other one felt, no, fish oil is only permitted when you mix it with something else. But chaylev, that's never permitted. So this is machlokas. We don't know who says which way, but this would be the nafkamina between Sumchas and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay, we are on the last few lines of Chaf Vav Amun Aleph. This is a very technical daf, and the daf continues to be very, very technical. So the Gemara now says, last three lines of Chaf Vav Amun Aleph, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kol HaYotzei Min HaEis, anything that comes from a tree, from the wood, Ein Bo Mishum Shalosh, Al Shalosh. So now we are going into an area of Tuma Vitara. We're going to be using the word Shalosh Al Shalosh, Shalosh Al Shalosh versus Shlosha Al Shlosha. Just a little piece of grammar which is helpful. When it comes to using numbers in Hebrew, so the gender of the number, Shalosh versus Shlosha, always is the opposite of what it's describing. In other words, Shalosh Al Shalosh is Zachar, but it's describing Etzbos, fingers, which is Nekeva, Etzbos. So whenever the word shalosh shalosh uses, it's shalosh shalosh et bos. When we're going to see the word shlosha shlosha, that phrase introduced, shlosha shlosha is nekeva, that's describing tvachim. Tvachim is zachar, it's always the opposite. So shalosh shalosh is et bos, 3 by 3 fingers, which is small, and shlosha shlosha tvachim, which is a whole hand, it's much bigger than et bos. So what Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Kol hayote min ha'etz, anything that comes from a tree, any garment you can make from the material of wood, ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh, it's not subject to tumah. Even though it might be 3 by 3 finger breadths, it's still not tameh. U'misakim bo, you could use it as schach, because it grows from the ground, and it's not a kli, it can't be a kli, it's not a cloth, no matter how you make it. Echot mipishtan, pishtan, flax, or linen, is the only material that grows from the ground that would be viewed by halacha as a beged, as cloth, and therefore would be metamei as a beged, and would be pasul if it's this size for schach. So that's the chiddush of Shimon Elazar. The only material that could grow from the ground to become a beged is pishon. We'll see why that is in just a moment. So Amar Abaye says, now going on to Chaf Vav Amud Beis, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Vitana, the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Amru Davar Echad. They say the same thing. So we just saw Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar had the Amr, that which we just said, meaning the only material that grows from the ground that's subject to Tuma is Pishon, flax, linen. And now, Tani de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, where do we see that he says the same thing? Maihi, the Tani de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Ho v'nemru begadim b'Torah. Since it says Torah, it says the word begadim in the Torah several times, we'll see Rashi in just a moment. And Stam, just Stam, doesn't mention which beged, very generally speaking, the word beged. And it specifies which type of material of a beged in a one particular area we'll see by Neged Tzaras. So once we've established that, it says Temer Pishim by one place, Mala Halam Temer Pishim, just like by Neged Tzaras, by Tzaras, it's Dafka Temer Pishim can become Tumas Neged Tzaras. Af Kol Temer Pishim, so to every other mention of Begadim is only Temer Pishim. So if you take a look at Rashi, just to make this clear, Rashi says, Rashi's two narrow lines down. Hol v'nemru begadim b'torah stam kigom b'tumas shratzim b'tumas mace. It says that these begadim can become tamei from a sheret. It can become tamei from mace. Dichsev b'tumas shratzim o begada or uve mace. By the mace it says v'chol begad v'chol kli or v'chem b'shich v'zera v'chol begad v'chol or asher yalav shich v'zera. It says the word beged in many, many places, but we don't know what a beged is. A beged could be a linen, it could be wool, it could be many, many different types of materials. And the next Rashi says, and it specifies a material by one example, namely, Batumas Negarim, says Rashi, klal tchila. First it says klal, first is the word beged as a klal, as a general statement, v'acharkach prat, and then it specifies which type. The Pasuk says, as Rashi quotes, Vabeged ki yebo nega tzaras klal. That's a klal, just when there's a tzaras on a beged. And then it says bebeged tzemer. It specifies dafka wool and pishtim. Uprat af Kol begadim hastum. So to every other mention of the word beged throughout Kol Torah Kula, yafinan b'mamatzinu. We learn it out from a drasha of b'mamatzinu to binan av de'enu elatem or pishtim. Just like neged tzaras only applies to a cloth, a clothing, that wool or linen, so to any other tuma, only wool and linen. So we're not concerned with the wool right now because this wool doesn't grow from the ground; it comes from a sheep. But linen pisham is the only item that grows from the ground that can be considered a cloth and subject to tumah, just like by neged tzaras. That's the standing. That's the understanding. So we see that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and Tana, Debei Rabbi Shmuel, are saying the same thing, that again, pishtan, linen, flax, is the only item that's subject to any type of tumah. So then comes along Rava. Rava Amar, he says, Shlosha al Shlosha bishar begadim ik benayu. So remember, we said before, Shalosha Shalosh is three etzbos. Shlosha Shlosha is three tfachim. So what he says is that no, that Rav Amar Shlosha Shlosha Tvachim Bishar Begadim, that other Begadim, that even though by Beged, Tsemer, Pishtim, if it's Shlosha Shlosha, it's Bos, which is very small, it's Tame, by Shar Begadim, by other materials, other cloths, it needs to be the size of Shlosha Shlosha Tvachim, a much bigger size for it to be subject to Tumah. He's arguing and says, no, of course it's Tumah by other cloths. It's just the shear is different, the size is different. Ikibunah, that's the difference between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Tanit Rabbi Shimon. How so? The Rabbi Shimon, but the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Islay, he holds that Shlosha Shlosha Tvachim would be subject to Tumah by Shar Begadim, but Tanit Debei Rabbi Shimon, Lesla, he doesn't hold of this. So that's, if you take a look at Rashi, just to make this all clear, Rashi says, Le Rabbi Shimon Islay, the Behed Yatana, he clearly teaches Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Ein b'mishim shalosh al shalosh, that other begadim are not subject to shalosh al shalosh etzbaos. Aval, but the implication is shalosh al shalosh, 3x3 tefachim, the chazi af l'ashirim mitami. That is, it's bigger. It's fit for ashirim to use such a big cloth. They don't use small cloths. So small cloths are only limited in tumah, only tzemer pishim. But bigger cloths, shalosh al shalosh tefachim, which is roi, even for an ashir, that would be considered a begad. So that's how we see, according to Rabbi Shimon, that Shlosha Shlosha Tvachim applies to Shar Begadim, while Tana de Rabbi Shmuel says that no other Begadim are ever going to become Tamei. So Gemara now says, okay, halfway down Chav Vav Amud Beis, it says, to Huli Alma, everyone's in agreement, Mihas, that Shalosh Al Shalosh Bitzemer Pishim Mitamei Binigayim Minalam. Everybody agrees that 3x3 Etzbos by Tzemer Pishim, that certainly is Mekabel Tumah by Nigayim. Minon, what's the source? How do we know 3x3 etzbaos is metame by tzemer or pishtim? So the Gemara quotes a brayso, the Sanya, beged, it says in the pasuk, va beged kiyeh bo neged tzaras. If there's neged tzaras on the beged, it's tame. So beged, ein li ela beged. All I know is if you have a full beged, a full shirt, a full pants, a full jacket, whatever it is. All I know is a beged shalim. But shalosh ha-shalosh, if it's only 3x3 etzbaos, minayin, how do I know? Tame lomer, viha beged. The pasuk could have said beged kiyeh bo neged tzaras. What's viha beged? The extra vav, the extra hey, that comes to include that even if it's just a cloth, a piece of material that's only 3x3 etzbaos, that too is subject to neged tzaras. So that's the drasha. So the Gemara says v'ema. Maybe I should say the letters vav and hey viha beged should come to include the rabbos shlosha al shlosha. Maybe it's telling me that the pasuk says beged, a beged shalom is tamei, and the viha beged is 3x3 tefachim. Cloth is tamei, but 3x3 etzbaos is not tamei. Why are you saying 3x3 etzbaos? That's a chiddush. So the Gemara says, lav kavachomer hi. Is it not a kavachomer that 3x3 tefachim are already tamei? We don't need a drasha for 3x3 tefachim. How do we know? Hashta shesiva erev. Shesiva erev, when it comes to the making of the wool, I always forget which is which, but they're horizontal and vertical threads. Ricky's not here in live to tell me which is which, but one's vertical, one's horizontal, and when you weave it, you cross them over together and weave them. So one's called shesi, one's called erev, and that's a mefurish pasuk. The Torah tells us, over shesi, over erev, that they are subject to neged tzaras. That's a mefurish pasuk. And that din, we know already, that it's mitami, that shear, based on other sources, is if the shasi or erev is three, it's if they're roi, to be 3x3 tefachim, to be part of a beggar, 3x3 tefachim, they're tamei. So now the Gemara says, hasha, now that we've established, shasi va'erev is mitami, shlosha shlosha tefachim. If just a thread if it has the ability to be part of a 3x3 beged, that's tamei, 3x3 tefachim beged. So when it comes to, sorry, mitamei, shlosha, shloshet mibay, if it's now part of an actual cloth that's put together, certainly 3x3 tefachim are tamei. So we already know shlosha, shloshet tefachim is tamei based on this kal v'chomer. So what's left to be learned from viha beged? The only thing left to learn is that 3x3 etzbaos are mitamei. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ihachi, that's the case. If we've established that a material that's 3x3 tefachim is metame tumas negatzeras, based on the kal v'chomer from Shasi v'Erib, then shalosh al shalosh nami laisi b'kal v'chomer. Why don't we learn 3x3 etzbaos is also mekabel tumas tzeras from the kal v'chomer from the Shasi v'Erib? Because that too, apparently the Shasi v'Erib is only 3x3 etzbaos long and wide. That too is subject to tumah. So shouldn't we apply the same kal v'chomer to a beged if it's 3x3 etzbaos? And we don't need the drasha of that beged. So the Gemara explains as follows. Ela shlosha shlosha, if you have 3x3 tefachim of a cloth, dechazi bin lashirim bin la'anim, that's fit for, it's a big size. 3x3 tefachim is a nice size material. It's fit for the use of an usher and an ani. Typically an usher won't use rags that are too small, but if it's 3x3 tefachim, that's considered large enough whereby even an usher would use. So again, shlosha shlosha tefachim is a chazu bein lashirim bein lanim. So that concept, asim mekal v'chomer, that could be learned from a kal v'chomer from Shasi v'Erev. If Shasi v'Erev, which isn't roi, yet it's subject to tumas tzaras, certainly 3x3 tefachim, which is roi for a beged, is tamei. So we know that from a kal v'chomer, that's shlosha shlosha tefachim. But shalosh ha-shalosh etzbaos, which are only la'anim hu dechazim, which is only fit for anim to use, but la'ashim lo chazim, an usher wouldn't use such a small cloth, it's a little rag, so it's limited. Lo asi b'kal v'chomer, that cannot be derived from the kal v'chomer. So it must be, so based on the pasuk ve'abeged, it comes to include shalosh ha-shalosh etzbaos, are v'tame tumas neged tzeras. And the Gemara says, time to sivkra, only because the pasuk says ve'abeged, can we include shalosh ha-shalosh etzbaos. But ha lo kasvikra, had the pasuk not said it, lo garminin b'kal v'chomer, we would not have learned shalosh shalosh etzbaos, we would not have learned from the kal v'chomer from Shasiv Erev, and that's why we need the word v'abeged to include that 3x3 etzbaos are subject to tumos nega teras. The Gemara says, wait a second. We've been focusing now, these past number of lines, we've been focusing on the size of beged or pishtim. But what about all other begadim? Maybe we should use this as an opportunity to include other begadim. Remember above, we saw that Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Tana the baby Rabbi Shmuel were both in agreement that the only type of material that are subject to tumah are tzemer or pishtim. But maybe we should use the word v'abeged to include other materials. Maybe they're tumah. And that's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara says, v'eima, let's say, l'rabos, let it come to include shlosha al shlosha b'shar begadim. Maybe the words or letters v'ha of v'abeged should include 3x3 tefachim of other types of materials. So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Beged, Tzemer, Pishim. The Torah is very clear in stating a Beged that's made of Tzemer and Pishim only. And the Gemara is Medayik, Beged, Tzemer, Pishim in, only made from wool or linen. Midiach Rinilo, no other material is subject to Tumah. So that's why we can't include it. It's in the first Pasuk that says it's excluded. So the Gemara says, V'eima, maybe, Ki'imait, maybe when the Torah excludes Beged, Tzemer, Pishim, excludes others, maybe it's only Imait Mishalosh al-Shalosh. Maybe it's excluded only when it's a material, another material, that's only 3x3 etzbaos wide. Aval Shlosh al-Shlosha, if it's 3x3 Tfachim, where it's much larger, Mitame. Maybe other Begadim should be Tame if it's 3x3 Tfachim. And so the Gemara says, well, they're Tre Mi'uta Ksiva. Really? In reality, there are two different psukim, two different sources that are excluding shar begadim. One pasuk says beged tzemer o bebeged pishim chalamu. So we say two different words, beged tzemer and also beged pishim. So why two miutim? So chalamu, they want to exclude shalosh shalosh etzbaos, that other begadim, shar begadim, are not metame if they're 3x3 etzbaos. And number two is chalamu te shlosha shlosha, even if other materials are 3x3 tefachim, which are larger, even those will be excluded from Tumah. So it's clear from this statement, just this concludes the conversation, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Tanya de Rabbi Yishmael, that only Beged Tzemer Upishim are subject to Tumah, no other Begadim. Let's just begin a little bit the next piece, the continuation, into the next daf. So Gemara says, Ula Rava, the Amar Shlosha al Shlosha Bishar Begadim, Igibanayim. Rava argued and says, no, I think that nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Tana the big Rabbi Shmuel is this very point that other begadim, whether or not other begadim are subject to tumah when it's the size of a shlosha tefachim. So he thinks there is tumah by shar begadim. So according to him, the Gemara says the Rabbi Shimon Elazar islay. He holds that there is tumah by shar begadim. Ula Tana the big Rabbi Shmuel leslay. Tana the big Rabbi Shmuel holds that there is no tumah by other begadim. So then, according to him, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who doesn't hold of shar begadim, shlosha al shlosha b'shar begadim. Minali, how does he know? So how do you know? If he, based on, sorry, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who holds that Shar Begadim are Metame, when the 3x3 Tvachim, what's his source? How does he know this, though? So all we know, Rava said, he does say it. But what's the Makor? What's the source that Shar Begadim are subject to Tumah when the Shlosha Shlosha? And so the Gemara says, Nafka Me'o Bega. The extra word O, it could have left the word O out. That extra O is coming to include Shar Begadim when the Shlosha Tvachim would be Metame according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The sign of the Brisa says, and we'll finish with this Brisa, Beged, the Pasuk says, Beged, with regards to Tumah Shratzim. It says, V'chol asher yipol alav mehem b'mosam yitma, whenever something touches the Sheretz, when the Sheretz is dead, it's Tame, mikol kli eitz, oh, big Beged. So the Gemara says, Beged, I only know a Beged made from Tamar Pishim. Shlosha b'shar begadim. What about other materials that are 3x3 tefachim? What about that? Minayin, how do I know that that's also mekabel tuma sheret and other tumas as well? Tama lomer o begad. The extra letter, the extra word o comes to include shar begadim as well. That's Rava's understanding of where Rabbi Shimon Elazar gets his source. Okay, so we will stop here and we will continue mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.